Hello, welcome back to Some Extra Fat Joy. I have 10 questions for Melanie Tufts and Emma Deacon. All right, 10 questions. Emma, I'm going to start with you. Emma, what is the last best something you've experienced? Like last best book, food, hug, song, last best.
Okay, this is going to sound so cliche. The last best artist I've listened to, Tate McRae. I can't get her out of my brain. All of her music just like seems to either hit my soul or make me go like this every time. And she's a Canadian artist. So I like, can't go wrong with the Canadian baddie.
Love it. Okay, thank you. I don't even know if I know Tate McRae. I'm going to write that down. Okay, thank you. Mel, what about you? Last best something.
Last best. Well, it's all about food for me, I think. I don't know. It's got to be my birthday dessert I had when I went out with my husband. It was a delicious, yummy cheesecake.
Oh, nice. Was it a flavor?
I think it was cherry.
Oh my God. My mouth just filled with saliva. I'm like, oh, cherry cheesecake. Emma, would you rather go on a wine tour in Tuscany or hiking in Machu Picchu?
Oh, I ain't walking nowhere. No. I am going wine in Tuscany, 100%. I want that charcuterie. I want to sit, and I want somebody named Paolo to serve me all my wine.
You are so clear. I love it. You're like, oh, yeah. Mel, what about you? You were kind of nodding your head.
Do you remember that movie, Under the Tuscan Sun? Oh, I fell in love with her life. And I wanted to live her life. And so I found myself an Italian husband thinking that maybe he'd take me there someday. He doesn't even have a passport. He has no intention of leaving this continent. So I'm just going to continue to watch that movie and pretend that I am in Tuscany.
Oh, I love it. And I'm so sad at the same time.
That's okay.
You know what? Girlfriend's trip. We'll just go.
Oh, there we go. That's happening.
Yeah. All right, Emma, what is a good piece of advice that you've received?
Oh, gosh. See, most of my advice that I actually listen to comes from Mel.
That's always do whatever you want.
Honestly. I think the best advice I was given was no is a full answer.
Ooh, I love that. No, yeah. It's a full
answer.
It's actually
my partner who told me that. He said, if you say no, you don't have to elaborate. No is a full answer.
Yeah, you don't owe anyone an explanation of your no.
Damn straight.
Oh, so good, Emma. Thank you. Mel, what about you? Good piece of advice you've gotten.
I don't ask for advice very often, and I take it even less. So, but I think when I do have those moments, and it's usually from my husband, he's the one who knows me the best. He always just says, just trust yourself. You always know what's best for the kids. You always know what's best for yourself. And since you're making the choice, then you're the only one responsible. So then I won't have to hear about it later. So then just trust yourself and do whatever your heart tells you needs to be done.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Thanks, Mel. Emma, what emoji do you use the most?
Oh, see, okay. They need to come up with one emoji, and it really bothers me that they don't have it. I tend to say yes, queen, way too often. You probably heard it a lot during your shoot. So they need to come up with like a snapping emoji, but since they don't have it, I just go like this.
Right, the hand clap. Yeah. Thanks, Emma. Mel, what about you? What emoji?
I have never used this emoji, hand clap, ever. I don't know when I would use that one. But you know I'm a heart-centered person. And it's either a big fat red heart or that emoji with the heart swimming around it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Love it. All right, Emma, if you could grant someone a wish. What would you grant them and who would be for?
Oh, it can't be me, damn it.
I mean, it can be.
This is going to sound kind of obscure. I wish I could grant my younger self the permission to just be. I wish I could have just been a lot more uninhibited. And so if I could grant anybody a wish, I think for myself, when I was in my younger teen days, I would have just granted myself the permission to just live.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thanks, Emma. And Mel, what about you? What would you wish?
Oh, that's tough. I immediately started thinking about the Palestinians trapped in the Gaza Strip and the Ukrainians and people in India that are being, you know, persecuted. And I started to think about all of these different groups of people. And I'm like, but you can't save everybody. I just really want to save everybody from all of the things. And that is what breaks my heart on a daily basis. And, but if I can't solve all those problems, I think I just really want my middle son to find love and a place in the world where he fits and people don't judge him and he's seen for who he is and not what his limited abilities are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks, Mel.
That would make me cry every time. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, is that who I met? Is that Charlie?
Yes, that was Charlie.
Yeah, beautiful. Emma, are you an early bird or a night owl?
Oh, I'm an early bird. I am one of those people, 9 p.m. comes rolling around and I swear I'm in the witching hour where nothing can get done. I am dead asleep or I'm about to be.
Yeah. I love it. That is me too. The earlier, the better. Mel, what about you?
Oh, early bird for sure. My husband gets up probably around 4:45 every day.
Oh gosh.
And so if I wake up at 4:30 and I can't get back to sleep, I'm pretty much up for the rest of the day. So if I've already stayed up late, I'm kind of a mess.
Yeah.
So I'm an early bird for sure.
My favorite, I've got to say, is the mornings when I come in to do boudoir and Mel looks like that meme. I'm going to like show you for a second, the funniest thing in the world. So I've just walked in the door and she's like, hi.
Yeah.
But I've done so many things and it's only 10 o'clock.
I love it. Oh, so good. Emma, if other than the job you have now, which I know is a real dream job for you, what else would you do? Is there another kind of like, if I didn't do this, I would love to do that?
So I'm already kind of doing it, but I want to do it more full time. I would love to teach hair on a regular basis. So I already kind of teach at Fanshawe College, also located in Ontario. But I would love to do that all the time.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. And Mel, what about you? Other than the job you have now, what's another dream job?
I always felt like I'd be really good at acting.
Oh, yeah, you would. Oh, hell yeah, you would.
Nice. And if not that, I would just want to be an artist and have people wait on me hand and foot. Yeah.
I like that.
All three of those things, that'd be great.
I mean, I don't see why you can't. I love it. Thanks, Mel. All right, Emma, we kind of maybe already answered this one for you. What is your most played song or artist right now?
Oh, okay. I'm not a Swiftie by any means, but all of the Taylor's versions that have come out more recently, I think because she's older as well as like she has full capability and capacity and the story behind it. All of her new re-releases, like of 1989 and the Red album, they're the ones that I grew up with that I was like, ew, this is kind of teeny boppery. And now when I hear it being an adult who's gone through some shit, I'm like, oh my God, I love you so much.
Have you seen her in concert? Were you able to get, did you try to get tickets?
No, they're too expensive.
I know, they're bananas. Yeah. Yeah. Mel, what about you? Most played song or artist right now?
I'm a 90s girl, so like I just have my grunge rock playlist on repeat. But other than that, I'm so old. I listen to classical music like day in and day out. Sorry, Emma. Truth be told, I will have Chopin like blasting all day while I work. But I think that's because it lets me have that stimulation without it taking away from my thoughts. And it lets me be in the moment of whatever it is I'm doing, which is usually editing images. So Frédéric Chopin.
And love it. It's so good.
Actually, this is the year for you then, Mel, because I don't know if you saw Creed, Avril Lavigne, Sum 41. They're all on tour this year.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not on my list.
No.
That's pretty popular.
They're in the realm of what I listen to, but for me it's like Soundgarden and Pearl Jam and Early Peace and stuff like that.
Yeah, love
who's
it.
That one that's like Chicka Cherry Cola? What song is that?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotta remember that.
Emma, what is one adjective that describes you and one that you wish described you?
I don't know if it's an adjective, but I use it like a verb, a noun, an adjective, and an adverb. Bitch. And I mean that in a good way. There's some people who reclaimed some words back later on in life. I reclaim back bitch. And by bitch, I mean, see, I'm already touching my fake hair. This is how I know I feel myself when I say it. But when I say bitch, I mean, I'm the one in charge. I feel good. I feel sexy. I feel in my power, in my element, and I want to share it with others. That's like head bitch material, in my opinion. I wish one that would describe me, hopefully a lot more in the future, I'm going to manifest it. I would probably say inspiring.
I mean, I would use the word inspiring to describe you right now. And Yeah. And I love that you're like, yeah, I'm going to like work on owning that a little more.
Yeah, so cool. I would love to. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Emma. Mel, what about you? What's a word that describes you and one that you wish described you?
Bossy. I don't want to say I'm a control freak, but I am usually handed all of the control. So whatever anybody else doesn't want to do, which is usually the hard decisions or the hard jobs or whatever, that's my job. And what I wish was a word that described me, restful.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I had a hard time just turning off and just luxuriating in nothingness. My brain is always thinking about something. I asked my husband, what are you thinking about? And he goes, nothing. And I'm like, how is that humanly possible? Like, do people actually go around thinking about nothing? And apparently they do.
Yep.
I wish I knew how to do that.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Mel. All right. Last question, Emma. If we were going on a picnic together, what would you bring?
Oh, some tunes. I would bring some good music. That's my jam.
Love it.
And
love
wine.
It. And
always wine.
Music and wine from Emma. Mel, what would you bring to our picnic?
Well, if Emma's bringing the wine, I would probably bring everything else because, as you know, I do all of the things. So I would have sandwiches and pop for those who didn't drink alcohol and juice boxes for the kids. Everything. I would have everything. And all the totes.
To carry them.
Yeah.
Also, if you ever want a good snack plate, Mel is the one to go to.
Well, the one that was laid out was beautiful. It was just like the grapes and the not like a pound cake, but whatever like the sponge cake was and like the, oh my God, it was in the strawberries. It was delicious. Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, I hope we do get to go on a picnic someday soon, ladies, because you are now my friends. You don't have a choice. And and thank you for doing the 10 questions.
Absolutely.